patrons.
Squelch. I'm in the blue seats.
You are, and you're turned right down, sorry.
Oh, that's because you used to bulge. Even though we didn't.
You're on zero. Hang on. Let's bring you in.
Even though we did the sound checking, you quite obviously didn't fucking listen.
Well, I sounded alright.
Yeah.
I didn't realise there's anyone else in the room.
Squelch.
Squelch. Oh, bulge, your fucking weapon. Stop saying squelch all the time. There's no bulge this week.
Nope.
There's no none of us last week, was there?
No, there was not none of us.
No. Is that my fault or your fault?
Yours mainly, because you fell asleep.
I did fall asleep in the afternoon, like a baby. Like an absolute child. Does your, you know, does he fall asleep during the day?
Yes.
Yeah, like me.
10 months old.
Yeah, me mentally. It's up there. Oh. But yeah, no, my fault. I'll take the blame. Because I was asleep.
Yeah.
The door was open.
Lights were on, but no one was home.
Yeah. Story, as oh my say. Life.
Yeah.
Well, how long did you wait for, by the way? Because we haven't actually discussed this at all, have we? How long did you wait for?
90 minutes.
Why were you... Just, 90 minutes where? Where were you?
I was at work, and yep. Obviously sent the message.
Yeah.
Still had some bits to do.
So what time did you send the message?
4:20.
Oh. Oh, okay. Right, I'm with you. I thought you were ready and then waited 90 minutes.
Well... I mean, yeah.
What, so if I said, yeah, crack on, bye, you'd have just come straight over at that point?
At 4:30, I would have. Well, I'd have been here by 5:15. Only from the shit traffic. Because I would have had to have gone to Sharon's house to drop the dog off.
Right.
And then I would have just gone.
Oh, so me TTFN. Saying, why didn't you just come over?
Yeah.
Bit more drawn out than.
Yeah.
Actually just coming over.
Yeah.
Cool. So actually, now I know that it is my fault.
Yes, I could have told you that. Well, I did tell you that anyway.
You did, but I didn't know if there was. Since I explained myself to you out of politeness, I didn't realise. I didn't know if there was some change in your attitude. But no,
no, no. Is there ever?
No, actually, no. You very much stick to your guns. it's always impressed me until it kind of came back on me, and it was very annoying all of a sudden. I was like, yeah, fair play to John. No, fuck John. Yeah. Annoying cunt.
Dear.
What a beautiful day for a start. Can we say that?
Lovely.
We might be pissing it down in rain by the time these people are listening.
No, because I think Thursday's still all right, but Friday has chance of showers.
Oh, yeah, this is a Thursday.
That's been on an HQ.
I think that's worth mentioning, that you used to send an almost daily weather update, didn't you?
I did send a daily weather update.
Because you used to walk the dog at, like, well, I suppose you still do, didn't you, first yeah. thing? Yeah. Sparrow's fart, as they yeah. say. The crack of dawn. Wherever yeah. she is.
That was the closest I ever got to becoming, like, social media famous.
What, sending it to your mates and your mates only?
Well, I used to put it on my story.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I don't know how or why. But it started circulating.
Oh, did it actually?
Yeah. Swear down. And I got to the point where I was getting like 40 people a day trying to follow me on Snapchat.
Oh, fucking hell. I had no idea of that.
So I knocked it on the head. I was like, nah.
My name isn't Niall. I'm not down for this.
Yeah,
attention.
I was like, nah. I don't want to be getting random messages from people, especially that I don't know, with just a laughy face emoji or something. I'd be like, mate, I know I'm funny.
Yeah, I don't need your confirmation, sir.
Don't need to tell me. Quite obviously the funniest of the three here. One of them isn't even here.
Exactly, that's how funny you are. You're funnier than the three people in this room.
That's me, you, and my ego.
And I thought I was the Leo. But it is worth mentioning that it wasn't just a weather update first thing in the morning before everyone woke up for their day, was it?
No.
You had a stupid filter on that gave you a high-pitched voice and a massive mouth.
High-pitched voice, massive mouth.
Yeah, and a stupid accent.
You've probably all, I say all, Mark from South Carolina, you probably haven't, but...
Is he deaf as well?
Yeah. The filter that woman used with her boyfriend when he was fitting the light bulb, and she shouts, Becky, gonna kill me, Bex! Fucking hell, Becky! That one. Very funny video, that, to be fair. But yes, I basically just used to use that filter and then thick Devonshire accent.
Yeah, go on, give us a test.
I don't really know what to say now is the problem.
Used to, morning, Anson, morning, my lover, or something like that.
My booties.
That's it. Morning, yeah. Me booties.
Or my boot. All right, my boot. Us has been on to the HQ today. Us has earned his chance of showers, but later on in the afternoon. But to start with, should be all right. So I suggest if you're topping, get out there now. Get out there nice and early, like.
Yeah, it was good. I used to wake up at 10 o'clock in the morning to that and find it was completely opposite because you'd said about 5 hours ago.
Yeah.
You know, the early bird catches the worm. I'm just, you know, asking you.
Can't even fly.
It's in my fucking eye now.
A worm, I suppose.
Finger. So, what's going to talk about?
Well, I thought we could perhaps discuss our pastimes.
Okay.
If you,
fine by me.
If you'd like that, you know, let our viewers know some of the things we like to do out of hours. Some of the things we perhaps haven't done in a while, but still enjoyed a lot.
Or things we'd like to do, things maybe.
We could talk about things we'd like to do.
Mm. Yeah. Because there's lots of things I'm sure we'd like to do. There's never will.
No.
One thing I've always sort of wanted to get into, and I had a bit of a tickle at it a few years ago. Well, actually twice, I don't know, I'll be real. First time, very good, which then inspired me to do more. Second time, shit, haven't done it since. And that's a bit of the old Claire Pigeon shooting.
Yeah.
You know, the old Paul, whoever he is. He always works there, don't he, Paul?
Yeah, he's good. He's good bloke, though, there. To be fair. He's good bloke.
He's spot on.
Yeah.
He's good at what he does.
Mm.
But he just seems to work at every clay pigeon place I've ever been to or seen on the telly.
I think it's actually a what's the word?
Yeah, yeah. Nickname?
No. That you've got to have it.
Oh, you can only do it if you're called Paul.
Yeah, yeah. I think if
Paul's
you want to
go into extinct or
no, okay. I don't think so. I think there's a specialist college that they go to.
Yeah, there must be.
Yeah, Paul's Clay College, probably.
I imagine so, yeah. But both times I'd done it, he was called Paul. So I don't know if he'd been to Deedpole. Changed it. I always thought it was Deedpole, by the way, not Deedpole.
I don't really understand what Deedpole means.
Neither do I.
You know, there's like some words like that where you try and figure out what it
means. Yeah. Yeah, why deed and pole? What's the pole bit all about?
I don't know.
Deed, well, you know, the sort of property ring to it, the deeds, it's a legal sort of a name of something, maybe. Pole, what's a pole all about?
Well, they're not going to take a vote, are they?
Yeah, exactly.
So
I vote you can change your name, yes.
Yeah.
I know.
Thank
That's
you.
That's why I'm here. Yeah, because you've paid us and filled out the correct paperwork, we've all voted, we're going to say yes. Okay, cool, yeah.
Congratulations, Pina Colada.
Now go dance in the rain. Another one. I know we're talking about pastimes, so we're going to go off subject now. But I mentioned this the other day, and I think we might have touched on this before. Now, a word I hear a lot, and you may at some point in your life have heard
morbidly.
It. Morbidly. But due to the phrase, do you hear the word morbidly a lot?
Yeah.
Only ever followed up with obese. Because morbidly, reading between the lines a little bit, basically means you're so fat you're going to die. Morbidly obese, isn't it? If someone's morbid...
If someone's morbid, it's like, refers to death.
Yeah, so something morbidly obese means you're so fat you're going to die of being fat.
Yeah, because if you go to the doctors and they say the word morbidly in front, you know that basically means you need to lose some weight, or you're going to lose your life, basically.
Yeah, you're losing one of them.
Yeah.
It's 50-50. Pick one now.
Yeah.
Don't pick it in 10 years. No. It'll be the latter.
Yeah.
But yeah, it doesn't ever be put with anything else. I've got £10 in my wallet. If you can give an example of when the word morbidly is used other than obese within the next 20 minutes, it's yours.
Okay.
Whilst I constantly talk at you and you have to reply and you can't think about it.
I mean, surely you can just put it in front of most words.
Well, you can do anything you want.
Like, you could say that he's morbidly irrational.
Well, he's so irrational he could die.
Like, his thoughts are always, like...
suicidal.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Like, the worst.
Maybe,
you know?
Yeah, I suppose. But they don't, do they?
£10, please.
No, that was the correct answer.
Sorry, I didn't see the T's and C's.
Well, I've got them here, which you've signed, apparently.
By Deedpole.
And your name's Paul. You work in a clean pigeon shoot place now, do you? Anyway, let's get back onto that.
Yes.
Yeah, I've always wanted to get into that. I don't actually think I could shoot anything alive, to be honest with you, if I'm being completely honest. I don't know. Well, I know why. I just don't want to.
Yeah.
There's enough people to do that for me. I don't need to. And birds aren't a particular issue for me, so I don't need to kill them. But clay pigeon, definitely. I did go clay pigeon shooting a bunch of Mets. Very good.
Yeah.
I was the best of the bunch. So decided to have some
Well,
lessons.
If you'd have turned up at my stag do, you would have...
Yeah. But I had COVID, so I couldn't go. So where did you go for that, your clay pigeon bit? Did you go to the local one, Ling's?
No. It was all part of the Bournemouth...
Oh, right.
Extravaganza.
Did you do axe throwing and shit? Did you do any of that?
No, we could have. We could have, but I wasn't interested in that.
I went to...
We did the rage buggies and then did clay pigeon shooting. Because it's up to everyone. What, clay shooting?
Yeah.
Well...
I love any story that starts with well.
No. The thing is that I don't want to brag. But
yeah,
I've done...
Done a bit before.
A lot before. Were like you, competitive.
You... Oh really?
Oh yeah. Oh. My mum used to shoot for Somerset and I shot for England.
Bloody, yeah, I never
and
do
she's
that.
She's a coach. So
why are you only revealing this now?
Because I thought
don't want to boast.
I thought it was yeah. thought it was a bit of a country pastime, your ba.
Yeah, well I suppose you're very country, aren't you? So
yeah, yeah.
It does make
but
sense,
I've done a lot of clay shooting, so
okay.
For me I shouldn't have felt guilty, but I did feel guilty.
Because you felt like you had an upper hand.
Oh, yeah. It was way too easy.
You had an upper arm.
Yeah, it was way too easy. I'm not going to lie. For me. But everyone else enjoyed it, and I still enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I still enjoyed it. But the problem that I have is that because I've done a lot of shooting, and I have a shotgun license, and I have a shotgun,
yeah,
I know how to... handle a gun, yeah. And I know how to go clay shooting.
Yep.
However, when you go on one of these
they talk to you like a
baby,
fucking idiot.
Baby training courses, yeah. Which I understand, they've got to do the safety protocol, but what I didn't understand is that they expected me to say pull for every clay.
Right.
So when you go clay shooting, if you go to a driven day or anything like that...
What's a driven day, sorry?
So a driven day is like a simulator day, as in... They do it on... The problem is you've never been pheasant shooting.
No.
So they do it in, like, drives. So you would stand in a position where the birds would... Where the clays would fly in a mm-hmm. similar manner to...
Right.
If you were pheasant shooting, if you were on what they call the drive.
Okay.
So the clays are normally... flying overhead,
yeah,
or side to side.
Okay,
you don't get many of the loopers, and you don't get any of the rabbits.
Yeah,
the ones that bounce along the floor.
Yeah.
But anyway, every single clay shoot that you go to, you do it properly. Obviously, your shotgun holds two cartridges.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say pull,
yeah,
they fire the first clay.
Yeah,
you pull the trigger.
Yeah,
and they fire the second clay.
Oh, you had to double pull, did you?
They wanted me to, and I didn't realise, and it was only because it was, I'll say, sort of bad timing,
right,
that the guy next door shouted pull, similar time. So this clay came overhead, the first one that I was looking for, and obviously popped that one, and then yeah, I saw the obviously. Other one going right to left, so I popped that one. Yeah, the lady was like, you shouldn't do that, and I was like, why? She said, well, you're supposed to say pull every time. And I was like, well, that's silly. Well, every shot. She was like, yeah. I was like, I'm not doing that. And she was like...
Do you know who I am?
Okay, fair enough. Well,
at least you told it straight.
Yeah. But the other thing as well that I will say I did think was very dangerous. When you go to a normal clay shoot, right?
Yeah.
You know the... 50-gallon drums you get. Normally, a 50-gallon drum beside the trap, i.e. where you stand, is where the empty cartridges go, so mm-hmm. that there's not empty cartridges
looking everywhere.
Sprayed all over the floor.
Yeah.
Well, I was given an over and under shotgun, which is perfect. That's what I wanted. So when you break the gun, obviously they eject the cartridges.
Mm-hmm.
Again, because I've done a lot of clay shooting, I was ejecting the cartridges into the 55-gallon drum to my right.
Yep. What, straight bomb in there?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So I was just popping the cartridges into there, and then she would have, I would then have to present my unloaded weapon to her, and she would stuff them, close it for me, make sure the safety, and I was like, you don't have to do this, love.
Yeah.
And she was like, I know, but I've got to. She said, I know you know what you're doing, but I've got to.
Yeah.
But anyway, she didn't tell me off for putting the empties in the barrel. I think mainly because actually she just started chatting to the other the other trap guy who was pushing the buttons.
Paul.
Yeah. because she knew that she didn't need to say anything to me as such. And it wasn't until I was just about finished with my 30 shots or whatever it was that the guy in who was coaching in the trap to my right was like, fuck's sake, and he's throwing all of these cartridges out of this 55-gallon drum. Right. Well, it turns out that that's where they keep the live cartridges. So I'm like firing all these empties in there, and he's just reaching his hand in. Where the fuck are these cartridges coming from?
That's like the clay pigeon shooting equivalent of getting a tin of Quality Street and finding some fuckers put all the empty wrappers in there.
Yeah,
what the fuck's going on in here?
Yeah, basically. Fucking idiot. Basically, but I thought, why would you have a 55-gallon drum full of fucking cartridges?
Yeah, no, that makes no sense at all.
Like,
at least his lunch wasn't in there, I suppose.
Yeah.
Spraying it with all fucking gels.
But no, I've done a lot of shooting.
How long has it been since your last shot?
So other than my stag do, which was sort of just shy of 2 years ago. Truthfully, I haven't shot for probably 3 years before that. Just lack of time, really, is the honest answer. But yeah, I the problem is you can be a fantastic shooter.
Yeah.
But you're never good enough.
Yeah.
It's the same with any sport. It really is. You know, if you ever go and see the professional clay pigeon shooting,
mm-hmm.
like proper competition stuff, I mean, the clays are fucking tiny for one.
Oh, are they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So most of these normal places, like where you do beginner shooting especially, they have large clays. The sort of stuff I do, they have what's called a midi, which is mid-size.
Yeah. I could work that out for myself, thanks.
But they do also vary. So you'll find on some drives that they use a large clay because actually it's a fucking long way away.
Right.
But they use middies, especially if they're driven so straight overhead and left to right, they use a midi.
Right.
And then they'll probably use a small one for a looper, which is the ones that sort of go more or less straight up and straight down.
Yeah.
They just get fired straight up in the air. Right. But the reason they use a small clay is because anyone who's got any sense shoots the clay when it gets to the top and it stops.
Yeah.
You know, you basically time it, it's slowing down, I'll pull the trigger now and it'll have stopped.
Yeah.
And then the shot's going to hit it and break it. So they usually use a small clay. But yeah, the sods.
Fine.
The professionals, everything, more or less everything's small clays.
Right.
And they're so fast. So fast.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It's another.
Because that's the thing is, the thing is, people that are good at it make it look very easy.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not until you try it, you think, fucking hell, this is hard.
Yeah.
And that's, you've almost got to try most things to appreciate it. Because another sport I'm into, which got brought up in the Patreon Discord thingy, was snooker.
Yeah.
And if you watch snooker, it looks like the most boring game on the whole entire planet.
I was only joking when I said that I don't watch it. I do actually watch a lot of snooker.
Joke and then tell me the truth. You've led me on this 3-week goose chase that you'd rather watch paint dry. Turns out you're quite the fan.
I just thought it was funny. Oh, sorry, I was too busy watching the paint dry on my wall.
But, I mean, I assume you've tried to play snooker before.
Oh, God, yeah.
Fucking hard, isn't it?
Unbelievably difficult.
Yeah, it genuinely is. Because, and I tried to explain to people, whenever I sit down and watch it, there's anyone around me. I tried to teach my brother once, I tried to teach other people. And, like, you can't explain to them how, like, that looks easy.
Yeah.
Bottle the ball, on to the next one. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No. The positioning, all that sort of stuff. It's almost like watching sort of poetry in motion.
Yeah.
It's almost art.
Yeah.
And it's not actually until you try and play it, you realise, for one, fucking hell, this table's massive.
Yeah.
And second, so when I do like a long pot.
Oh, that's unreal.
But you do, just no fucking way.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I was a very good pool player.
Okay.
Like normal pub, eight ball pool.
Yeah.
Eyeball pool.
Another job they've got.
Superstar DJ.
Superstar DJ, clay pigeon operator, and eight ball pool setup. And swimming pool guy. Yeah. Lifeguard.
Couldn't remember the name.
Yeah, swimming pool guy. Oh, Christ.
But yeah, I used to play a hell of a lot of pool, and I used to play in
bit of a league.
Yeah, so we were Division One in the Taunton District League, and I did play a few games Super League. Not good enough.
Humbling experience, I'm sure.
Oh, mate, I'll tell you what. Right, there was in our division we used to play interdivision matches as well every so often.
Yeah.
And we got drawn against a team just outside Norton Fitzwarren, it was actually.
Mm-hmm.
We got drawn against them. Bearing in mind we were Division One, so we were a pretty decent team. Yeah. But they were top Super League division. Yeah. And I drove from my house in Brushford at the time to the pub Norton Fitzwarren. Mm-hmm. Which, for anyone who doesn't know, i.e. all of you, it was about 45-minute drive.
Yeah.
I drove there, took my pool cue with me. Okay. I got there, set up my pool cue.
Yeah.
Names got drawn.
Yeah.
So, flipped the coin for first break, and we the league that we played in was three games, but even though it was best out of three, you always play three games.
Oh,
against
really?
Against whoever you draw.
So if they
against.
Win the first two, you still got to play the third.
Yeah. Oh, so
why?
Just so that everybody gets a game.
Okay, fair.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So anyway, get there, names drawn, coin toss. Obviously, I'm away, so I get to call it in the air.
Right.
Tails, please. Head. Yeah, no problem.
Great. Good start.
He breaks. End of game.
No!
Second game, obviously, mugs away, so I break.
Yeah.
I break, rattled the red, didn't go down. Yellow, also rattled, didn't go down. End of game.
Oh, God.
Third game, flip the coin again. Tails, head, or head, tails.
Yeah, great.
Didn't get a shot. I drove all the way to Norton Fitzwarren
and
played one shot.
Which was a break anyway.
Which was a break.
Shot,
yeah.
Technically.
Yeah, I played one shot.
Fucking hell.
It was another... I was just... I mean, don't get me wrong. Like,
but that's not... You're not being good. You didn't get the chance
no,
to be good enough.
No, exactly. Exactly. But it was...
I had to get on, but I didn't. Or no. You lost. Yeah, I lost, but I didn't get the chance to get on.
I didn't play. I lost without playing.
It doesn't seem backwards. You can play... three games of pool and have one shot.
One shot, yeah.
Mate's arm must have been fucking knackered.
Oh, and he was so fast as well. That was the other thing.
Is it timed or not, your shots?
No, not in the league we were playing.
Right, I know sometimes it is. That's why I don't know the ins and outs. That's the ins and outs.
But no, it wasn't timed. But obviously there was like, you know, you can't stand there and fucking...
Yeah,
Peter ponce about, you know, because nobody wants to either. You know, I'm the same when I get in the rhythm.
Yeah,
I see my shots, and that's what I play. You know, and I don't want to be fucking around going, should I put a bit of something in this? And that, and blah, blah, blah. You know, you
pool
there.
Is technically a much sort of faster game than it's obviously much faster. Than
yeah,
there's a lot less to do for a start.
Yeah.
Do you,
once the ball goes down the hole, that's it. It ain't coming out. That's it. Unless it's the white.
Wait for the ref to count and fucking put it in, clean it.
Seven.
No, that fucker. Good break, that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I definitely watch a lot of snooker. I don't play. I played quite a lot when I was at school. Actually, believe it or not, I used to walk from Willen to Holberton to play in the village hall. So had a couple of snooker tables upstairs. Back before the smoking ban, coming in the night, you couldn't see the second table.
No.
Room was so full of smoke, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, and you come home smelling like an ashtray.
Yeah, come home stinking. Doesn't that seem so backwards now as well?
Yeah.
You can smoke inside.
Yeah.
Do you smoke in the cinema?
No.
Didn't think you could, no.
Oh.
Don't know, could you?
Yeah, well, yeah, you probably would have been able to. I expect that was banned before, you know, before the actual smoking ban came in.
Yeah, I imagine it probably would have been.
Because that's fairly frowned upon, isn't it?
But you can in a restaurant, then.
Yeah.
We could. Isn't that weird? As a non-smoker as well, because you are, you're a non-smoker, aren't you?
Yeah.
Always have been, or?
No, I used to smoke, yeah.
But I've always been a non-smoker.
Yeah.
So I always find it quite disgusting, really.
Yeah.
To go to a restaurant, and smoking or non-smoking? Non-smoking.
Yeah.
But like, you know, the invisible line between smoking and non-smoking.
Yeah, makes it all right.
Makes it okay.
Yeah.
So what about you then when it comes to sort of time passers?
Past times,
that's it.
Fucking
impressive, aren't I?
Yeah. Yeah. So, obviously I play golf. That's my most common.
Do you still golf?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's my most common pastime, and it's, you know, I've...
I found this with sort of stuff I've done in the past, but, and I know this also happens. I knew that if I did go down the road of shooting or golf, I can imagine very similar. Do you find you sort of like you improve, and you get very stagnant, and then you start to question your equipment? Then you sort of
then
you spend 100%. A lot of money on stuff that you kind of
100%.
You feel like it's a lot better, and then all of a sudden you plat a bow again, whatever it is, and you just sort of think. Oh, and it must get so frustrating.
Yeah.
And expensive. Yeah.
Golf is one of the most frustrating sports I've ever played.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds fun.
Because the thing is with golf is that even though it is like pool and snooker in the sense that you are talking millimeters.
Yeah.
You are millimeters from it being an absolutely fucking flush, lovely, God, look at that shot.
Yeah.
To...
Why'd I fucking bother?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you are like genuinely millimetres, a couple of mil, and that's it, difference.
Yeah.
And I know that it's the same with pool in one sense, but you haven't got to then walk 40 yards when you should have been walking 240 yards.
Yeah.
You're then walking to, you're walking 40 yards to the ball that's now in the rough in a shit stance.
Mm-hmm.
So your bad shot has now got even worse because now you can't even play a good shot if you wanted to.
Yeah.
And et cetera, et cetera. And now the other thing as well with golf that is so fucking annoying is for the average golfer, such as myself.
Golfist,
yeah. You can stand there until you're blue in the face saying you've done the same fucking thing. I haven't changed anything. not even the club has changed. Why on the last hole did I hit my driver 280 yards down the middle of the fairway and now I've either sliced one into somebody's fucking front room window or just topped it and it's gone 40 yards in front, you know, and you think, I've done, nothing's changed. You know.
Is golf in the same way, now, pardon my ignorance.
Yeah.
Is golf in the same as crazy golf when you basically add up your shots at the end and whatever your that total? Is that right with all the holes?
Yeah.
So also as well, if you completely fuck up a hole, that's the whole thing ruined.
It can be.
Whereas like with pool, for example, if you fuck up a shot and you don't see the table again, at least you've got the next match to play.
The next game to play.
But if you're on like a nine holer and you severely fuck up, you know, you get four over par on hole four or something stupid.
Yeah.
You've got to then really pull it back, which I imagine is quite difficult.
Yeah, because you get in your head then.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
And then you try too hard,
so
which is...
so fucking angry. Yeah. Yeah, well, I do anyway.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, I can see why you do it so regularly.
Yeah, it's great.
So you play like proper... You don't just like go to the fucking... What's it called? You just whack it at
driving range,
actually. Yeah. Because you actually go to a course and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've told you before, haven't I, that a member at Tiverton.
Yeah. Tell me about your cleats.
Yeah.
Whatever they're called.
Yeah.
They don't have spikes or whatever, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Just for fun? Or do you sort of compete or anything?
Well, I play in the club competitions.
Right.
But I'd never be... I mean, I could play in... team comps within clubs, so you get that a lot. So like Tiverton Golf Club will have there's some sort of Devon County match as such. There's a trophy at the end,
right.
And Tiverton will get drawn against fucking Crediton Golf Club,
okay.
And then you get through that round, and then you play whoever, you know.
Okay,
I could play in that because. You normally get a percentage of your handicap allowance.
Right.
So obviously how the handicap system works is I mean, the handicap system has all changed now, but I'm not going to go into that. But the long and short of it is that you get a handicap allowance, which basically, if you shoot, if you go 18 holes, so at Tiverton, is par 71.
Okay.
I play off of about 14.2, if you really want to know. So I play off of 14.
Right.
So that means that I could shoot 85 and then...
86.
Not from a...
72, you said, wasn't it?
71.
Oh, 71, sorry. Yeah. I thought you said 72.
No, par 71.
Right.
So I could shoot an 85.
Yeah.
And it would then... You'd then take 14 shots off of my score for my handicap. So that would be par.
How does your... I mean, I know it's changing, it's too complicated, don't worry about it, but how's your handicap worked out? What would make, what would have to happen for you then to end up with a 13 handicap? Is that your guts then, I just don't
know. Yes, it was, yeah. It's a big rumble, I won't lie.
Is it? Yeah, sorry, so what have you got to do to get to a...
Well, if effectively, you, the way you, the way your handicap works is that they... All your scorecards get put in,
right?
And they work out your points on there because there's various different things. So there's different methods of playing golf, just like poker, where you've got, you can call it poker, but actually there's seven different types
free
of poker.
Card brag and
Texas Hold'em and all that shit. Yeah,
Goldfish.
So you get like what's called Stableford points, which I'm, again, this isn't a golfing podcast. I'm not going to explain it to you all. So. They take your best three scorecards from your last 16 count towards your handicap. But obviously what you've got to bear in mind is that every time you put a scorecard in, one falls off the bottom.
Right.
So you can be playing off of a like me, 14 handicap.
Yeah.
But actually you've shot five shit rounds, but you're still off of a 14 because they work your average out off of your three best scorecards.
Right.
But the problem is that if you then have another five shit ones, at least one of those good scorecards will have dropped off the bottom. So now they're taking it off of, they work out the average of the three current best scorecards, which if you've had a, if you've had an absolute shit house for the last couple of months and you've put in loads of scorecards, then your handicap will go up. But likewise, if you consistently shoot under your handicap, then your handicap will come down.
Okay.
But this is one of the things that people are very... One of the things where they've tried to change the handicap system to stop people doing it, but you get people protecting their handicaps. Right. And I don't understand it. Like, I genuinely don't, because if you're not playing...
Pride, well, I imagine, surely.
Yeah, but if you're not playing well enough to play off of your three handicap, four handicap, why are you not putting cards in?
Yeah.
You know, what you're doing is withdrawing from a competition after you've played the comp.
Yeah, yeah.
So that your card doesn't get counted.
Right.
Basically.
So what's a default handicap? Is there how it
No,
works?
There's not a default handicap.
Oh, is there not?
No, so you would go... You can have up to 30.
Right. Fucking hell.
And then, obviously, when you get professional... You play off of what's called scratch to start with, which is zero.
Yeah.
And then you go into the pluses. So most of the sort of tour players, they would technically, if they had a handicap, but they don't because they're PGA professionals, they would probably play off of about plus seven.
Right, okay.
So that would mean that obviously they would have to shoot 63, 64, to then have par. Though they've shot seven under par, round 18 holes, it would go on there.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
There was something I was going to say, which was golfist related. I can't remember what it was. Oh, I was going to say, once I played golf once. Mm. Been to the driving range, but that's just like a fucking hobby, innit? It's such a laugh. But yeah, once I played it with my mate, Dan. And yeah, I just didn't enjoy it at all.
No.
Really. I mean, he was a fairly regular golfist. Yeah. So it's not like a couple of goons turned up and started fucking around on the green. And other bits, I don't know, other words, fairway. the trees. Bunker. basically, he tried to sort of help me with my sort of technique and stuff, and but I needed that proper guidance. And basically, I just found two things. One, I was frustratingly shit. It just was very like, you know what I mean? It's sort of throw this ball into that hole. It's like, after the 10th time, I was like, ah, fuck this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And my back was absolutely killing me. I can only assume my posture was terrible.
Yeah, but you're a tall guy as well, you know. So, like, my clubs... my clubs are just a standard length club, really. But even a standard length, the shaft is actually cut down, right. And that's because the shaft comes in longer.
Yeah.
So for gents such as yourself, the husky fellow,
no, too tall, not too fat.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we're definitely too fat. Here's some fat fuckers playing golf, mind?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I see some biggins on the television.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not professionally, though.
No, who's that? He's hilarious. There's some golfist who's really funny.
John Daly, I expect.
I think it is he an American fella?
Yeah.
Yeah, that he seems...
White hair and
beard.
That's
him, yeah. He's a big fella, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Well, there you go, then.
Yeah.
Is he a professional?
He was a fucking animal. He was a fucking animal, yeah. Yeah.
What's your opinion on Tiger Woods? Is he he's the goat, isn't he? He's a bit of a prick, and he cheats on his wife and crashes cars.
Well, yeah. Yeah, there is that side of it. I mean, yeah, Tiger, for his time, especially, I mean, there's no one. There's something like you can have all of the last, or the top five ranked golfers. If you add up all of their major tournament wins, all of them together, it's still not as many as Tiger Woods has
won really?
On his own.
Oh, fuck me, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's a bit like Lewis Hamilton.
Oh, I knew that was, yeah.
Who might be getting one of his titles stripped.
Wow.
Member from Rubens Barrichello.
Felipe Massa, but yeah.
Felipe Massa.
The other Brazilian, the Joe for Ferrari.
Yeah, same guy.
2008.
Never seen him in the same room.
I've never looked.
They're the same person.
Same person. There's a video I've got saved on TikTok, and it's like it says the coldest shot of all time or something like that, and it's Tiger to give his first name. He's actually called Tiger.
Yeah.
That's a bit gay, isn't it?
It's America.
It's true. You can have yourself the fuck you want. Man. Hunter.
Yeah.
Shoot him again.
Brody. My name is Brody.
I don't know. It's all you can eat breakfast place next. I know that much. and he plays this shot, but like before it's even potted.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Well, hold.
Landed. He just turns.
Takes his hat off. Shakes his hand.
Yeah, and then just plonk. It's like,
yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a twat.
Yeah. I'll tell you though, there are some incredibly talented golfers at the moment. Incredibly talented. John Rahm, for example, the Spaniard. He's fairly unstoppable.
Fairly Spanish names on it, John.
Rory McIlroy, the Irishman. He's very, very, very good. JT, Justin Thomas is also
JT. I've seen some, yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a bit too.
And then there was this whole hype when, I don't know if you've heard the name, but Bryson DeChambeau.
Is that a young'un? Proper young'un?
Ish.
Right.
But he really burst onto the scene. And the reason he burst onto the scene, don't get me wrong, incredibly talented and also a genuine fucking master of his profession.
Yeah.
So he takes golf incredibly seriously down to the physics and everything.
Right.
But the reason Bryson exploded onto the scene is because he was basically consistently hitting his driver like 360 odd yards, which is
unheard of.
Unheard of. Mental. Right. Absolutely crazy.
There was that one player, Happy Gilmore. He was he could hit it far.
Yeah,
his trick was giving a run up.
Yeah, well,
took it like a penalty.
I mean, Bryson absolutely exploded
American
onto
fella?
The scene. Yeah,
yeah, it would be Bryson,
and he's an anus as well.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's a proper cock. When you see his interviews and whatever. Yeah, yeah, but
it's annoying.
Yeah, he absolutely exploded onto the scene because of how long he could hit everything. So, like, for example, his this isn't going to mean a great deal to you, but like,
I'll nod along politely though.
For me, I've got what's called a 60 degree wedge, which is like a sand wedge ish.
Sandwich.
Yeah. So sandwich. 60 degree wedge.
Yeah. Is that a little, like a chipper.
Yes, it goes up high.
Yeah.
If I needed to play a full shot with a 60 degree wedge, which I would never do because I'm not good enough,
right.
But a full shot with a 60 degree wedge, I can hit it about 70 yards, absolute tops.
Right.
I mean, Bryson DeChambeau's hitting his 60 degree wedge like 120 yards. It's like it's ridiculous because the reason that that's so crazy is when you can hit a 60 degree wedge that well and that far, the wedge gives you so much control on the ball.
Oh, right, okay.
So it means that where most of the other players, obviously they don't play the same level as me, obviously, they would be hitting like
higher than you.
Yeah. they would still be playing. So like for me, 120 yards, I would probably hit my 9-iron, probably, so that I wasn't trying to leather it.
What's a 9? I've heard, obviously, 9-iron. What is a 9-iron?
It's a club. There's no easy, don't go into it too much, just layman's terms. You've got a driver, which is the big one that you hit off the tee on the long holes.
That looks like an ass. Looks like the back of a McGann.
Yeah.
Sometimes maybe.
If you like, yeah.
So you know, that's what I mean.
Yeah, and then you've got like your fairway woods and whatever, and then you've got what you call your long irons, which is 3, 4, and 5, and then mid irons 6, 7, 8, and then short iron would be 9 in pitching wedge, and then you have a couple of utility wedges. So whether it's a 52, like for me, I use a 52, a 54, and a 60. Than my three wedges that I have, and I use a 60-degree wedge to get out of a bunker.
Yeah.
So I'm not hitting it a long way.
See, I thought the plan was I just thought you needed like 3 clubs. I thought you had one to whack it as far as you fucking could. When you tee off.
Yeah.
I do know some stuff. You tee off.
Yeah.
They call it actually the golf tee, right? You whack the fucking thing.
Yeah.
It goes over there.
Yeah.
You then walk up. You use then another bat to hit it again into, is it the green?
The green, yeah.
Into the green. Then you get a putter. Done.
Yeah.
That's generally, and as ignorant as that sounds, I thought it was. But I mean, I imagined obviously there was like different variations for, you know, because not every hole is the same.
No, so you can have 13 clubs in your bag.
13?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Because you've got everything as well, though. You've got all the, what you'd call your rescue woods, like your utilities, hybrids. So they're like a 3-wood type thing. But a 3-wood is a fairway wood. You'd play that off the fairway, not off the rough.
Now, this is the
dragging on.
No, not that at all. I'm thoroughly enjoying this, and I'm really annoyed that we have to stop. And this is what I love about us. We had nothing to talk about when we sat down, and now we have to stop because we've run out. We have not enough time to say the things we want to now. Penny's not going to hear this because this is the actual Patreon one. How much has your golf bag costed you? Or what's it worth? I don't know what you paid for it, but what's it set you back? If you were to sell the fucker or buy, if someone was to go and say, I'm going to buy this.
Second hand, as it is,
yeah,
200 quid,
right?
250 tops. No, if you go and buy the stuff new, the problem is with golf stuff. Honestly, it is the same. It is the same as any other sport, other than snooker and pool, for example. Because snooker and pool, you buy your own cue, and you find a cue, and you like the cue, and you won't change the cue because you like the cue. Yeah.
And if you use another cue, it's like you learn how to play all over.
Yeah,
again. Yeah. You learn to play with that stick.
Everything else. Every other sport, technology moves forwards. Every year, there is at least 2 new sets of the same irons that you've already bought.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not talking about across the whole range. I'm talking about if you've got a set of Titleist T300 irons.
Yeah.
You buy
them. Is that what that word is? Titleist?
Yeah.
Oh.
What do you think is titliest?
It just looked like titties to me. Yeah. I knew full well it didn't.
But yeah, so
I knew
you go and buy a set of Titleist T300 irons and you buy them in January. By March, there is a new version.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Because that's when the season starts. So then.
But what's changing, though?
So they change the weighting of the club. They change. Obviously, it's dependent as well because it gets really difficult because there's lots of variations.
Right.
So you can get... I'll do it as quickly as I can. You get... In irons, you get, like, cavity back irons, which they're like hollow in the back. They're very good for beginners and high handicappers. Then you get what's called a muscle back, which is a little bit smaller in the back. They're way less forgiving than a cavity back, but you get better distance, better ball control. And then the professionals would all play with what we call blades, which there's no cavity in them. They're fucking brutal. If you hit the ball wrong, they sting your hands. And,
oh, really?
Yeah, it all vibrates up through. They're very, very difficult.
Because it's solid, you mean?
Yeah, basically. Ooh. Yeah, they're a very difficult club to play with. But the technology still changes in them. What they make the club out of, the way it's forged, the way it's milled with the grooves in, the ball flight, the shafts change, the grips change, blah, 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 blah. So cutting a long story short, going back to the price question that you asked.
Yep.
When I bought my irons, my irons are a Japanese brand, Tom Wishon. They're not a Tor type iron.
Right.
But they are built fantastically well.
Okay.
They're very, very, very good. But because they're not a huge brand name, they haven't got pumped up prices. So I paid for mine.
Yeah.
I think it was about £800 for a full set, which was three iron up to pitching wedge.
That's not bad, is it?
That's three. Really? That's just three to pitching wedge. So 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 in pitching wedge. Custom fit to me. So with the shafts that I wanted, with the lie angle that I needed, with the grips that I wanted, etc., etc.
Oh, fuck me. Okay.
If, however, you went to Titleist, and at the time, the reason I used T300 as an example is because at the time, Titleist T300s were the same. at the same time as I got my Wishon clubs.
Yep.
If you wanted a set of Titleist T300s, you'd be spending sort of £1,800 on the irons.
Yeah.
Because they're Titleist.
Just the irons.
Yeah. So then my driver is a PXG, which again is a sort of up and coming brand. I get on fantastically well with it, but I only paid £280 for it delivered, which again, custom fit for me.
Yeah, no, that's fair then. That's not...
Again, though, if you wanted to go and buy a TaylorMade Stealth 2 at the moment, the current one, if you went and bought a TaylorMade Stealth 2 Max, which is the adjustable one and blah, 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 £599 starting price.
Fucking hell.
Done. And then you got your woods and whatever. So if you wanted a complete figure, including my bag...
Grand?
No, a bit more than that. Bit more than that, so probably sort of 1700, but that's obviously you're talking.
Well, your bat's rate 100 quid. How much is everything else?
Well, you got driver, three wood.
Yeah, is this not including that 800 then?
No.
Oh, okay. So sorry, I thought that was all your golfing bats.
No. Oh. So the driver was 280, three wood at the time would have probably been about 200 ish.
Right. Okay.
I've also got forward because I don't use a hybrid.
If you got reverse,
yeah. And then obviously I got the three wedges and a putter.
Oh god! Oh fucking hell! Right. Okay.
Plus the bag.
So you've got the 13 sticks in your bag then?
I actually only run 12, but it's because I don't get on very well with fairway woods. But I hit long irons where a lot of people would use a wood.
Right.
Because a lot of people can't hit a long iron, but I can.
Oh.
Because I've got fast enough swing speed.
In all honesty, mate, and
there's
glad,
a lot of science involved.
I'm glad
as
we had this conversation because I feel like I've learned a lot, and I feel like I've learned a lot about you. I thought you just went long to hit a few balls about and come do a podcast in your fucking stupid trousers and leave again.
Yeah.
Turns out there's a lot more to it.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
What got you into golf? And very quick, we're going well over. Should we just stop this now?
Yeah, I think we should.
Yeah, because you were getting excited about going home early, and now that's not happening.
Well, thank you so much for listening. I've thoroughly enjoyed this. I don't know about you lot.
Probably not. You've just listened to me waffling on about golf for the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, well, I made the odd stupid joke. You said forward, I said backwards. You know, it's great fun. It's great golfing banter. So next week on the Lemonade Lifestyle Golfist podcast, we shall talk about John's 9-iron.
Yeah.
Yeah, cheers for listening. John, say bye.
Say bye.
Say Pig 9-iron.
Pig 9-iron.
I think about that joke about 10 minutes. All right, love you, bye.